AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. 2 feet of rain in Charleston, South Carolina over the past few days is just an example of the torrential downpour in the state that has touched off catastrophic flooding from the highlands to the coast. Sam Hodge is the Emergency Management Director for Georgetown County, which is on the coast between Myrtle Beach and Charlestown. He says that the city of Georgetown has been shut down.
The only people we're actually getting through are our emergency responders. We're having to move them by fire truck for higher type vehicles.
Hodge says his biggest worry is what's going to happen when high tide hits this afternoon. It's already flooded basin that the town sits along. The Coast Guard says ships and planes are over the southeastern Bahamas today looking for a cargo ship and its 33 crew members missing since Thursday. Ship lost power and communications after getting caught in 30-foot waves caused by Hurricane Joaquin. Joaquin remains an extremely dangerous storm. Bermuda now under a hurricane warning. Hurricane Center Senior Specialist Daniel Brown says a Category 3 storm and its 115-mile-per-hour winds should reach Bermuda by this afternoon.
We do expect strong winds to move across the Bermuda later in the day, and there's also the chance of heavy rainfall and some storm surge.
16 people are known dead, 3 others missing in flash flooding along the French Riviera. The AP's Angela Charlton reports from Paris that the weather forecasters and people who have lived their lives in Cannes and other towns that flooded say it was the worst and most dramatic flooding they've ever seen.
Meteorologists are saying that the amount of rainfall was remarkable, but what was most remarkable was the intensity of the rain over a very short period.
Close to 7 inches of rain fell in about just 2 hours last night. This is AP Radio News. Utah Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz tells Fox News Sunday he wants the top job in the House.
I am announcing my intention to run for Speaker of the House of Representatives.
Chaffetz, who leads the House Oversight and Governmental Affairs Committee, says he will garner more support from GOP conservatives than House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
You've got to be able to articulate the Republican message to the American people and take that fight to the president. But you also have to bridge internally, and that's where we've got some conflict going on right now.
Chaffetz adds that McCarthy has lost some support following a gaffe in which he suggested the purpose of the House Benghazi Committee is to drive down Hillary Rodham Clinton's poll numbers. It's been an early start for the NFL with the Jets and Dolphins playing in London. In the first quarter, New York leads Miami 7-0. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.